This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
There are the air raid sirens of tyranny, but that will awaken the faithful. Pastor Tony Spell arrested repeatedly for having his church services being targeted yet again. We only have a few minutes left, and I want you to be able to get to that point that we went to break but never got back to. How did nobody, the tens of thousands that have come to your church, die of COVID? And other places they settled that all this debt was happening. A. B. How far do we push without getting violent, or what is the time for self-defense? And then C. Again, what do you make of this crazy governor and others now saying it's the religion of the vaccines and God gave us this big pharma shot? Please answer that, Pastor.
So number one, zero deaths, the most attended church services in America, maybe the world. While everything was shut down, people were gathering here, driving in from across America to our church services. Thousands of people. We shook hands. We laid hands on people, which the Bible commands us to. It tells you, do not forsake the assembling, the word synagoguing, or going to church together, and so much the more as you see this end time approaching. That's number one. Number two, how far do we go? We go as to the place that Jesus said we should go. Be faithful unto death. We have to speak out. We have to stand up. Listen, these bullies are afraid of us. 2 Timothy 1:7. God did not give us the spirit of fear. The word means cowardice in the original language, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Fear is insanity. Fear is hate. Fear is weakness. Okay, so power, love, and a sound mind. So what we have to do is operate in our power, in our love, and in our sanity. Now, whenever Jesus asked the question in Luke 10, 30 through 35, who is the neighbor to the man laying in the ditch, bloody, bruised, and naked? Not the priest and the Levite. They went by on the other side. They would not touch him because they would have been contaminated and made ceremonially unclean. They would have had to go through a purification process. But the good Samaritan went to this naked man who was robbed. You know why the priest and the Levite didn't help him? Because he was already robbed, and they only wanted his money. But the good Samaritan goes to him and says, you know what? I'm not afraid of what you have. You need what I've got. So the true church will not close its doors during the pandemics of COVID-19 or even Delta or the new variants. We will stay open, because God gives us command to pray for those people.
And so now we know why they want the churches closed, so they can announce Big Pharma and the state as God, something the authoritarians in every history book we know do, and we're now living through it right now, where they remove God, and then they then declare themselves God.
Yeah. Yes. That's what this Antichrist is going to do in Revelation 13 and 11. He sitteth in the temple like he is God. He has horns like a lamb, and he speaks like a dragon. So he has the appearance of something good, but lambs don't have horns. They're literally demonic, and they speak like demons. That's what's happening. That's what this woman in New York and Governor Edwards reinstituted the mask mandate yesterday for another month. Okay, no, there's 100,000 people gathering in LSU Stadium Saturday night unmasked, saying F Joe Biden and F our governor. You know why? Because they're sick of it. Enough is enough.
Exactly. This There's a giant awakening, but there's everybody refusing the sports stadiums, but they're still coming after you. Wow. It's so obvious. Pastor, thank you so much for the time. Pastor Tony Spell, LTCBR.com. Thank you so much, and God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you, and God bless America.
Absolutely. We'll get him back on soon to give us updates, and we've all got to hang together, hang separate. What a time to see all this happening, ladies and gentlemen. What a time. And speaking of the devil, the spirit that wants to kill us, the spirit that wants to play God, Jay Dyer is an expert on their own writings, their own statements. Last week he was on, and he showed the statements of the real Satanists, the high-level ones, saying, we're not here to empower people, we're here to enslave them. That's what the Illuminati wanted to do. So Jay Dyer is about to take over. I'm about to get in my car and drive to Dallas because I'm going on three of the Blaze shows tonight and tomorrow. One of them is Steven Crowder tomorrow at 10 a.m. I'm going to be on with him live. That's going to be streamed out everywhere, so look for that Steven Crowder interview. And I'll be talking about this subject on that show. Please don't forget our great natural all-herbal sleep aid that's been sold out so good. Down and Out is back in stock, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, and that funds our operation. All right, thank you, Pastor, for coming on. We'll be right back with Jay Dyer.
And in addition, we were really finding that we were stressing the cardiopulmonary systems of these employees, because when you cover the mouth and nose and you exert physical energy during your work, during your task, whatever it might be, you're really stressing the cardiopulmonary system, because you change the way that you breathe. You have to forcibly inhale and forcibly exhale. That taxes the heart. It taxes the lungs. And we have given people heart attacks by allowing them to work with their mouth and nose covered, with absolutely no regulation, no oversight, no medical oversight.
The globalists have told us we're a disease. They've told us they want to eradicate us. And all the studies show that when you wear these masks, it lowers your oxygen level up to one-third and gives you dangerous levels of carbon dioxide poisoning. This is a sick cult, and we've got to say no. But the only way the real science gets out to the public is if we tell them. Get your copy today of COVIDland and expose them. It's COVIDland.com. Go there now.
I looked into someone's eyes again.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of JaysAnalysis.com. Today I'm going to be covering a couple more of the global elite documents that you may have heard mentioned, or you may have heard, just sort of briefly in passing talked about, but we haven't really gone deep into these documents. So I don't know how far I'll get, but first one we're going to look at is the 2000 Bill Joy essay, Why the Future Doesn't Need Us. And this is actually a pretty lengthy essay, so we'll try to get through as much of it as we can. And then the other one is the recent UK government and in concert with the German government, human augmentation, dawn of a new paradigm about transhumanism. So now just coming out and saying all of the stuff that, you know, Bill Joy talked about in 2000, right? 21 years ago, he wrote this famous essay for Wired magazine about the dangers, the concerns of the needless status of human beings. That's right. That we would be going into a post-human world. And what does that mean, really, for us to have a post-human world? Well, he says it's transhumanism. And as everybody probably in this audience knows, transhumanism is the idea that we'll become post-human, that the process and so-called progress of evolution dictates, necessitates, determines, mandates that we have to be post-human. We have to get rid of man as he's existed for the last several thousand years. And we have to merge with silicon. We have to become a new type of being. And the idea is that it's just part of evolution. This is just what evolution is. Evolution is heartless, cold, nihilistic. It destroys and gets rid of countless species. And now mankind is the new species to get rid of. And yeah, exactly, as the Wall Street Journal says, right? It's time to become post-human, and this is something that we're looking forward to. In fact, there's even a guy going around, an angry wannabe Timothy Leary character who dresses like a Bond villain. Once again, they always dress like Bond villains, right? This guy who says that he's ready to campaign for the extinction of all human beings, literally dressing up in North Korean Bond villain outfits, walking amongst the bamboo like some sort of demonic baby boomer panda. I don't know. But he says everybody needs to die, right? Now, I thought that this would qualify as like some kind of terror threat, right? But no, if you're a leftist, you can go and you can bomb pipelines. You can call for the killing of everyone. No, that's okay. That's cool. It's all good. But let's go back to 2000. Let's go back to what Bill Joy wrote in this original essay. And it's written by someone who, as I'm sure everybody knows, was a high-level Silicon Valley guy. And so already back at this time, and I'm sure anybody that's familiar with Philip K. Dick, even back in the 70s and early 80s, Philip K. Dick was talking about what would happen when Silicon Valley came to power, what their plans were. And he was warning a lot of people in his novels, right, that they would try to enact this technocratic, post-human, anti-human technocracy. And Bill Joy is essentially talking about that. And he begins his essay by saying that, you know, I met one day at a dinner meeting the famous philosopher John Searle. So if you know about philosophy, I'm sure everybody's one of the most famous, probably living philosophers of the 20th century, John Searle. And he said, and Ray Kurzweil walked up, right, the father of modern transhumanism, or the big inventor and tech guru. If you've seen Endgame, I'm sure you remember the Ray Kurzweil. He figures prominently in multiple sections of Endgame. And he says that I was there with these two guys, and they had a debate. And the debate between John Searle, Dr. Searle, and Ray Kurzweil was over AI and transhumanism. And the argument was made that now we're going into an era of what could be called the spiritual machines, that the technology will advance at such a degree, at such a pace, that machines are going to become more and more non-physical. Everything is moving towards the non-physical. And the movement towards the non-physical, towards the virtual, towards the matrix, towards the simulation, is in concert with human modification and bodily modification. And that's going to play huge into what the UK transhumanist government document talks about. But he says that we're going to become more and more like robots, and the robots are going to become more and more like us. So there's a parallel making humans more and more robotic and making the robots more and more human, at least in terms of their programming. I don't think they're actually going to become conscious. And that's essentially what Dr. Searle argued to Ray Kurzweil, is that there's no way to ever get a bunch of algorithms somehow becoming conscious, right? Algorithms don't have a soul. They don't make decisions. They just do. Machines just do what they're programmed to do. And Ray Kurzweil said, well, no, I think that eventually AI will develop to the degree where you won't be able to tell the difference. And if you can't tell the difference, then functionally they're the same, right? There's no difference between human consciousness and the AI. And by the time that we turn humans into a giant Borg hive mind of, the Golem, which is what it's called by Jacques Attali in his Global Elite book, he says that literally the whole world will be hooked into a hive mind, and he calls it the Golem, right? The mythical, mystical, mindless being out of medieval mysticism. Well, so the most important section of this whole essay is the second page. And in the second page, Bill Joy goes on to say, well, what happened was I met with a lot of these elites, and he says, I explained this to both Kurzweil and to Dr. John Searle. He says that we realized, many of us in Silicon Valley, that we had two options here. We could either set up a technocratic elite, and he's saying this. This is one of the top tech people, right? Sun Microsystems. He's saying, we realized that we had two options. Either we set up a tech elite that is humane and nice, and basically hippie-minded, that takes all of the mass of human beings and basically herds them into being pets. I'm not joking. That's the nice view. And he says that in that scenario, what we would do is basically turn everybody into pets, right? You'll be the pets of the elite, and we'll drug everybody, and they'll be happy, right? So basically a Brave New World Aldous Huxley type scenario. If you've seen Huxley's Berkeley lectures, that's kind of what he says. He says that we could have a humane world government where you're just happy and you're sort of blitzed out on, Prozac and pills and whatever the latest pill is. And you're just, living in the virtual realm, playing video games and watching, pornography all day, literally. Or here's the other option. He says that instead of the Brave New World scenario, the elite could decide just simply to use intense psychological warfare and operations and bio releases to reduce the entire birth rate of the world and ultimately the extinction of humanity. Within two pages, that's what he said. So when you still hear people saying there's no such thing as Malthusianism, there's no such thing as a tech elite that's, has the idea of depopulating the world, it's all made up. I mean, this is a famous essay that's been out there for 21 years. Okay, before 9/11, they were discussing this. I'll read you what he says. I'll read the exact. He says, due to improved techniques, the elite will have greater control over the masses, and because human work will no longer be necessary, the masses will become pointless. That's the replacement of everybody with robots and AI, including the military, which is a huge part of the UK transhumanist document, right? Getting rid of the human element, or turning the human element into a platform. That's literally what the UK transhumanist document says, is that no longer are you just a human resource. That's the way you used to be viewed in the government white papers. Now you're a platform. You're a node in the Borg hive network, you see. So Bill Joy goes on to say that if they decide the elite don't, if they don't go with the happy drug breaking the world scenario, it will be the mass depop scenario. He says that this will use the machines to accomplish this mass depopulation in the long run. Now that's, again, that's like the Terminator scenario. So he's literally saying Skynet, Terminator, depopulation. However, if we decide not to do that, we might just have a few soft-hearted liberal tech elites who decide to play the role of good shepherds to not extinct everybody, but to basically just make everybody mindless Pornhub zombies. That's what he says. And they will be biologically and physically engineered, and they will become pets and harmless hobbies for the elite. These engineered humans may be happy in some way, but they will not be free. They will, in fact, be slaves. They will have been reduced to the status of domesticated animals. So that's the attitude and belief and view that the elite, the tech elite, the financial elite, the corporate elite, the Malthusian elite have, is that everybody is just cattle and pets for their system. Now, do you think that Bill Gates disagrees with this? Stay right there with me.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com,
and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer, Jason Ellis. We were talking about the tech elite attitude that has adopted the same Malthusian attitude of the banking elite, of the media elite, the corporate elite. So basically, everyone in the elite structure has the same Malthusian attitude. It's kind of a prerequisite. It's a requirement. I don't think there's anybody in the power structure who doesn't have this view. You literally are not allowed into the power structure without believing in the hardcore, totally Malthusian worldview. And concomitant with that is the attitude of transhumanism, that, that humanity has to be transcended through technology, through becoming silicon, right? And we've seen Klaus saying this recently, right? We will enter your body. The biological becomes the synthetic. You will become the synthetic silicon-based life form. I will get in your body. Right? And he's literally telling you exactly what was in all of these transhumanist documents for the last several decades. Now, Bill Joy goes on to say that he hopes and he wished that the elite would adopt the attitude of a softer, liberal, hippie-run, beer Brave New World scenario, right, where we could just get high and have fun and watch movies all day or whatever. But no, in fact, sadly, the elite appear to have chosen the total mass depopulation approach. Now remember, this was written in the year 2000. What have we seen in the last 21 years? Does it look like the world is going away from this type of a plan? Or is it not obvious now that this plan has been rolled out? It should be completely obvious. It should be totally obvious. There should no longer be debate. And in fact, Bill Joy was saying 20 years ago that the debate that needs to be had right now, he said in 2000, is what are we going to do now that the elite have decided to extinct humanity? And so he sounded this warning. He even mentions, other people who were warning people about the tech elite takeover. He mentions science fiction, right? Science fiction writings, dystopian writings that had warned about this. He talks about Star Trek and the Borg. And he talks about how nanotech, which has the potential to expand, you know, lifespans, to give us a long life, to basically bring about this tremendous, right, technological revolution, that we could really have an amazing extended life. We could have most of the problems in the world solved, theoretically speaking, except that the elite that have access to all of this crazy technology do not want that. They're totally evil. They're totally they see the public as prey. They're predators. And so he goes through all these different scenarios of science fiction that he read growing up and how influential they were on him. And he said that one thing he realized was that the elite in his circles had adopted just this totally Malthusian attitude. And what happens is that the irony, this is my observation, is that he said all of these tech science fiction books and novels or TV shows, whether it's Asimov, iRobot, Star Trek, Heinlein, he says that they basically had an attitude of worshiping man, right? Man is the Promethean figure who will, you know, rise up, take the reins of the technology of the gods and become gods themselves. That's the kind of underlying attitude of the progressive science fiction of the 50s, 60s, 70s. But he said, my observation is that what happens is that the more that man worships man, and the more that man wants to idolize and see mankind as the archetype to shoot for, the Ubermensch, what happens is that he more and more hates man. Because what happens is that man begins to see man as the central problem to becoming a god. And so what I believe is that this is a demonic, it's a satanic trick, it's a delusion. Because what the demons basically promote is the idea that, oh, what's holding you back from becoming a god is the other men. Doesn't this sound exactly like Genesis 3? This is exactly what the serpent says in the garden, is that he tempts man with the belief that he can become God, but all he has to do is agree to the plan of the serpent. And what's the plan of the serpent? Well, the plan of the serpent actually leads to death. It's a covenant with death. Right? The book of Isaiah talks about mankind making a covenant with death. But Satan tricks people into thinking that, oh, if you just agree to the mass sacrifice of the human race, I will give you the secrets of technology so that you can live forever. So it's interesting, isn't it? It's like a reverse version of the promise of the gospel, right? Jesus, the gospel, it presents man with the belief in the resurrection and immortality, right? Eternal life through faith in God, right? And the inverse, the opposite, is eternal life, immortality, through the mass sacrificing of the human race. Now, you think that sounds crazy, but it's come out in recent years that people in the Silicon Valley tech elite, they go to Burning Man. And when they go to Burning Man, they have literally little secret societies that the top tech heads and elites, that they go to their own little circles. I'm not joking. And they do DMT. They do hallucinogens. They do LSD. They do shrooms. And they get revelations. They get mystical meanings from entities, right? And this is totally separate from all the same studies that were done by the CIA during the MKUltra projects, where they were, you know, people in float tanks, this kind of stuff. And so they actually have a whole separated area at Burning Man that only the tech elite are allowed to go into. And it's a very closed off thing, right? It's not me theorizing. This has come out in the last couple of years about a separate tech elite secret society. And they do it like a ritual. They go to it every year, and they will do LSD. And it's a shamanic kind of revelation where they get these messages. And what do you know? What are the messages that they always get? Transhumanism. That was at least the last couple of years. It was about transhumanism and going beyond the body and being human. So posthumanism, transhumanism. Is it an accident? Is it just coincidence that the messages that the tech elite receive when they go and do acid at Burning Man is the same thing that Bill Joy warned about, right, 20 years ago, that the tech elite believe that it's their mission to get rid of mankind? No, it's not. Now, I mean, people think Burning Man is just a bunch of hippies in the desert, a bunch of weirdos out there acting. That's for the outer portico people. There's a whole other separate area that the Silicon Valley elite are closed off and nobody else is allowed to. And they do a circle. I don't know if it's drum circles or what they do, but they're all out there tripping and getting revelations from the clockwork elves or the machine elves, right? It's the same entities. Why do you think the machine elves always tell the people on DMT to kill everybody? They always say the same. If you just build a global government, we will be your friends. It will be a utopia. We love you. By the way, kill everybody, right? That's the same message of Gil Bates and all of these, tech elites. It's the same thing. Now, why is it the same? Why does everybody have the same worldview? I mean, how come they're not just coming up with different things? If there's not a coordinated spiritual element to all of this that most people haven't noticed. Well, it's right in our faces. It's staring everybody directly in the face. Now, when we come back, we'll get into what Bill Joy says the plans are for 2010 and 2030. So remember, he wrote this in 2000, and he says, here's what's going to be the case in 2010. And then the big, big year will be 2030. And he says those are going to be big years for bringing in this technocratic global government and for the issues of depopulation. He talks about this. Brain chips and bodily modification. Don't go anywhere. Stay right.
Could you imagine a year ago walking into a bank with your face covered? Could you imagine even going into the grocery store? Do you think they would let you in? Do you think they would be following you in the aisles to make sure that you weren't going to be shoplifting? Could you imagine going up to a gas station and going inside the little mini mart to pay for your gas with a bandana on? How far do you think that would get you? Could you imagine as a teacher showing up to school with a shield that looks like a space alien? Those things are offensive to us because it interferes with normal human interaction.
The globalists are running a psychological warfare operation on humanity. Only waking up to the Great Reset and its tyranny will save us. And the mask is the sign of slavery. We must inform the public that it's a fraud and that it's dangerous and that it causes major medical issues and is dehumanizing. And the film COVID Land does that. Secure your copy now at COVIDland.com and get a free copy of Endgame with your purchase.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Bill Joy essay from 2000, Why the Future Doesn't Need Us, a warning or a revelation, who knows exactly, but the essay is basically saying what the tech elite had planned to do a long time ago, several decades ago, and now what we're seeing is, of course, this rolled out before everyone's eyes. Now, he had said that a couple key years would come into play. 2010 would be a big year that things would be rolled out, and then he says by 2030, he says that we will be likely able to build the machines in quantity a million times more powerful than the computer, personal computers of today. And these will be sufficient to implement the dreams of Ray Kurzweil. Now, he moves on to say that by 2030, the idea will be such that the technology will basically be far beyond any need for humanity at all. So in other words, the bots will be able to do everything across the board better than the humans, and he goes on to say that we might be able to extend life, but this will only be really for the elites. In fact, bodily modification and the implantation of chips into the body will be the norm by 2030. So, you know, you have these shills out there saying that nobody's going to put a chip in a vaccine, as if anybody thought that a microchip was what's in the vaccine. It's just totally stupid, right? No, it's nanotech, right? And so that's what Bill Joy talks about, is that it won't be like, you know, a chip the size of a grain of rice. That it'll be way beyond that. It will be microchips, or excuse me, nanotech chips, nanotech inside the body, diagnosing you, telling you what you need to do. And what did we just see in the last few months, right? Was it CBS? DARPA, right? On ABC or CBS in public, 60 Minutes news pieces saying that now the nanotechnology will be able to diagnose you in your bloodstream, right? To tell through sensors, right? Relaying information. So this is a version of genetic engineering and bodily modification. Again, what this whole UK transhumanist document is about. Now, if I don't have time to get to the UK transhumanist document next time I'm on, I'll cover the totality of that important white paper that was just recently declassified. Bill Joy says that genetic modification, you might think, has to do with food. You might think, oh, this has to do with, you know, frankenfoods, potatoes, tomatoes. No. It's actually preparing the way for human modification and cloning. And so he understood back then that the whole GMO revolution wasn't about food. That was only one angle of it. The GMO revolution was about the genetic modification of all biological life forms. The very thing that Klaus has just come out and said in the last couple of years was the plan all along. We will turn you from biology into a synthetic being. Synthetic biology, as we saw, was a big part of the lockstep document. Remember when we covered the Rockefeller lockstep document? Said that by 2010, 2020, 2030, synthetic biology would be a huge issue of debate, right, that they would be bringing in. Bill Joy's essay is saying that it's an issue of debate. And he even says that human cloning will be, it'll be spun as like an ethical issue. Oh, should we do it? Well, how else will we save everybody? How else will we offer everybody all of these, grand medical advances? And we'll give you a genetically engineered baby who will have a high IQ and, you know, he'll have, he'll be more fit, you know, if you just let us use the CRISPR technology too. But remember, the same people saying that they're going to give you all these great things are the same people who also say everyone needs to die. So understand that it's a lie. They're selling you a lie as if you will get access to any of this stuff. No, you won't. And they even tell you you won't. But also, by the way, you should support them in this endeavor. Right? I mean, it reminds me of H.G. Wells. It was either in Open Conspiracy or in New World Order, where he says, I'm not joking, he says basically, nobody out here reading my book will go into the future, and you don't get access to this, but you all should die for it because it's at least a noble thing for you to die for. So wouldn't you rather die for something noble than just, you know, pursuing your own pleasures? So that's literally how, I mean, it's like Dahmer and, Hannibal Lecter are running the whole thing, but they're just better at their crimes, right? Like Dahmer and Hannibal Lecter, and like they got caught. You know, I know he's a fictional character, but he represents all the serial killers. Right? So there's like serial killers that are just better at hiding their crimes that are running the whole thing. And when you understand that's the mindset, the psychopathy, right? And when you understand criminal thought, then it makes sense how they do what they do and why they do what they do. And criminals, psychopaths, they love to show and tell in your face what they do, right? I'm going to kill you. And then when they are murdering you, I'm not killing you, right? I'm not doing this. This is all in your head. I'm just stabbing you, but I'm not really stabbing you because you think I'm stabbing you, but I'm not, right? So it's a gaslighting. These are all techniques of abusers. It's psychology 101. Everybody knows there's a million YouTube videos, right, about psychopaths and narcissists, right, and how they gaslight, how they abuse. Well, guess what? The people at the top of the power structure are gaslighting abusers, psychopaths. So they lie. Have you figured this out? They lie to you, right? They're not going to give you the technology. When they tell you that they're going to put nanotech in your bloodstream, it's not to heal you. they're Malthusians. Anyway, so he goes on to say that we have to worry about the nanotech. What are we going to do? I don't know if you see it. This is kind of a weird, wacky conspiracy theory that's been around for many years. The black goo, right? I'm not going to go into the black goo, but he kind of mentions it in passing, which I didn't expect in the Bill Joy essay. He says that what if, you know, basically gray goo, which is self-replicating nanotech, what if it replicates and takes over everything? Again, I don't really think that there's such a thing as black goo, but it's interesting given that Greta, by the way, was just on the cover of some magazine that was like a Guardian magazine or something like that, and she's covered in black goo. Again, I think it's supposed to signify oil, right? Because Greta is, you know, against big oil, and she's going to save us from the evil oil companies. Even the oil comes out of the earth, right? It's like it's not a toxic thing. It actually comes out of the earth. And then at the same time, right, we've got these climate activists saying blow up oil pipelines. There's nothing wrong with that because it's for the climate. It's for the earth, right? All of this is I think, programming. It's predictive programming. It's engineering you to understand and believe that the nature, man, humans, environment is inherently toxic, right? That was a big part of all the masks, all the CUFID nonsense. It was getting everybody afraid of things. It's like hypochondria, right? Being afraid of things that are harmless. These things aren't going to kill you. But that's a big part of, right, if we go back to the global elite document, the first global revolution of the Club of Rome, they said in that document that we will invent the problem of pollution as man to make mankind basically guilty, right? It's a guilt trip. And if you just look at everything that Greta does in her propaganda, it's a guilt trip, right? I'll tell you, I should be in school, right? And she's back on the cover of all these magazines, covered in black goo. Because what, like oil? I mean, it's just crazy, right? It makes no sense, right? I wish you should show that. I think it's Saturday Magazine. There you go. Yeah, so there's Greta covered in black oil, one eye symbolism, right? So she's enlightened, she's illuminate, confirm, right? And she's gonna fight. The time is now to take down all the oil companies. Timed exactly with the guy that Alex just covered. What, yesterday, the day before. Saying bomb the pipelines, it's okay to do that because if you're a leftist, you can do terror, right? If you believe in family values, if you want to have kids, if you go to church, you're a terrorist. Oh, but if you want to blow up pipelines, that's cool. Now, Bill Joy goes on to say in this essay that he got all of his worldview from science fiction. Interesting. That's exactly what I've been telling you for many years, right? Science fiction is actually programming. It's sci-fi illuminous programming to raise people in the last few decades and the last 50 years or so into a new worldview that would prep them for transhumanism. So literally all the sci-fi of the last several decades was just preparation and programming for people to accept the Malthusian, technocratic, transhumanist, depopulation, posthumanist worldview. That's all it was for. And yeah, there's some great sci-fi. I enjoy science fiction. But we have to understand it was all there as programming. And Bill Joy admits that in this episode.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
To the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. Be sure and support the InfoWar by going to the InfoWar store and getting those absolutely necessary survival items, supplements, pretty much books, DVDs, all of that. So this is the front line of fighting this global elite takeover. So be sure and support the InfoWar crew. And also, if you would, go to Jay's Analysis and you can support me by subscribing to get access to the second parts of all the lectures, talks, going through at least 50-plus of these global elite writings over the last several years, including Tragedy and Hope. And speaking of Tragedy and Hope by Dr. Carol Quigley, there's quite a bit of information in the middle of Bill Joy's essay where he talks about things that would suggest to me that he perhaps has read Tragedy and Hope, because he goes into the banking elite, the United Nations, and how out of the two world wars we got the movement towards this global government. He talks about the Cold War period basically being the situation where the Star Wars Defense Initiative was there to erect the nascent kind of infrastructure of the technocracy. So even though a lot of that technology is outdated, what he's basically saying is that World War One, World War Two prepared us for the global world order, which via the United Nations. The United Nations basically was able to move throughout the Cold War to erect this better option to end the world wars. And he talks about how the banking elite planned after World War Two to use the threat of nukes. Oh, we're all going to be nuked. And though the only answer to nukes is to have a global government. Which, again, Quigley talks about that. There's a whole chapter in Tragedy and Hope about how nuclear threat, nuclear defense was a major impetus during the Cold War for there to be the so-called need for a global government, right? So the Cold War is crucial in this, and this is what Star Wars Defense Initiative comes out of. That's where DARPA comes from. DARPA, of course, is a huge part of where this whole move towards transhumanism is located, right? The Brain Initiative, the Salk Institute, all of that is DARPA. All of that's Rand Corporation. All of that is, if you read Alex Abeya's book on the Rand Corporation, he talks about all this. If you read Annie Jacobson's book on the history of DARPA, which I've covered in my lectures, the whole 500-page book, it's all saying that the same tech elite, right, the Jason Group, these people, are behind the movement towards this new technocratic global order, which mandates as a dogma. Wait, I thought this was about science and free thought. No, it's a dogma. It's a cult. You have to be anti-human. You can't be in this cult without being anti-human. That's what Bill Joy's saying. He's saying that they all said, basically, the tech elite, that you got to be anti-human or you can't be in the cult. That's it. Right? And only the anti-human people who accept the transhumanist gospel are allowed in. Now, get this. It's a religion. Do you understand that transhumanism is part of an inner core religion? I'll give you one example. There's a couple famous occultists of the 20th century. Take somebody like Aleister Crowley or Jack Parsons. You probably heard of Jack Parsons because Jack Parsons is the father of rocketry in terms of Jet Propulsion Laboratory, right? JPL, or Jack Parsons Labs, right? Out in California. And Jack Parsons believed that rocketry and technology was a magical working of science to transcend humanity. Crowley himself thought the same thing. The Crowleyan religion and ethos is one where man transcends man and storms the gates of heaven to retake heaven for man, the apotheosis of man. And so the tech elite, whether or not they're all part of the same secret society, I don't know. It's possible. But regardless, they have the same worldview. That is their modus operandi. That is their religion. It is a Luciferian, Gnostic, technocratic worldview. And Bill Joy is saying that in this essay. Now, he's saying, I had problems with this, right? He's saying, I tried to reason. I want to come up with an ethic, he says, whereby we don't kill everybody. So we'll give Bill Joy props for that. I don't think he successfully finds an ethic because he says, I'm looking at the world religions. Should we follow the Dalai Lama? I'm sorry, but the Dalai Lama, is basically like the mystery man from Sphinx. He's not going to get us there. He's not going to give us a coherent ethic to oppose this global technocratic order. And in fact, by the way, one thing I didn't expect to see in this essay was Bill Joy actually saying, I met and talked to Jacques Attali. What do you know? Jacques Attali, who's one of the top global elites that I've covered his books, Brief History of the Future. He says, I went and met with Jacques Attali, and we talked, and we tried to come up with a humane humanist ethic to kind of try to slow down or stop this post-human kill-everybody worldview and attitude. So my take on this is that basically I think Bill Joy was probably just a tech guy who wanted to, build a successful company and to – modify code and write good code or whatever. And then he realized when they got really successful and he was introduced to this inner core, oh, wait a minute, like to be a part of this, like, you really have to join a group that wants to kill everybody. And so you can tell in this essay, he's kind of like, I don't know what to do with this, right? And if you don't have a spiritual attitude, if you don't have a biblical worldview, you're going to be kind of adrift and scared and fall into this, right? And you can detect this in the essay where he kind of says, I don't know how to deal with this. I don't know how to, I mean, who's fighting this? Who even knows about this, right? I mean, imagine in 2000, who would have even thought, I mean, there was Alex, yeah, but beyond Alex, there weren't a whole lot of outlets out there saying the tech elite want to kill everybody and they want to have a transhumanist world government, right? And so he says that, I tried to look through the world religions and the best I could come up with is some kind of like happiness, and we should be happy, and everybody should be happy. And then obviously that's just meaninglessness, right? I mean, what does it mean to be happy? We don't even know. But again, what's evident is that, he mentions all the things that I just told you, all of these supposedly non-existent conspiratorial things. he's actually saying and telling you what the elite talk about, right? He's talking about meeting with Jacques Attali. He's talking about Los Alamos Laboratories, Jack Parsons. He's talking about the United Nations being the nascent form of the global government and the Cold War leading to where we are now, right? He's talking about the same stuff that you see the World Economic Forum talking about, because he's meeting the people who are in Klaus's circles, right? Same types of people. And he's saying that we got to figure out how to combat this, because if we don't, the lure and the temptation of the tech will be the end of humanity. Now, again, Bill Joy is not a Christian, so he's limited in his approach to these issues, right? He's like, he's touching on the edges of the spiritual elements of it, realizing that it's like something else going on here, right? You can almost sense that he sees it's a demonic plan, but he doesn't have a worldview where he has a belief in the demonic. So he doesn't know what to do with this information. And I see this essay as kind of like the summit of worldly wisdom and the limitations of worldly wisdom of, okay, so this is the options here. You're either going to be a Christian or you're going to be a demonic, satanic Luciferian who's committed to killing everybody. Well, I guess what? You're not going to win when you want to kill everybody, right? And every story with serial killers and psychopaths tells us this, right? Does Jeffrey Dahmer come to a good end? Does Hannibal Lecter come to a good end? No, right? Psychopaths, serial killers, they end up being their own worst enemies, right? And, you know, scripture, Proverbs says, he that digs a pit falls into his own pit, right? So I didn't have time to get into it at this point, this juncture, but in the next hour that I host, I will go through the entire recent UK transhumanist document that is just mind-blowing. Just a few tidbits here at the beginning. It was amazing to read this document because it says that what's coming in the next couple decades, particularly 2030, 2050 are key years. Remember, all the white papers always talk about certain key decades and periods, 2030, 2050. These will be the eras when they bring in the chips, the mass chipping that could be nanotech, right? The tracking of the population, the cattle, as Bill Joy said, the elite view says, and the alteration of the worldview such that most people will have to go away. Now, this document begins by saying that humans are no longer human resources, as they used to be referred to as the cattle in the white papers. Now they're platforms. A human is just a platform in a node of the matrix that's being built in the here and the now. The replacement of the biology with the synthetic. The biological sphere will be overwritten with the synthetic. And this will be done through nanotech, through RFID, through human augmentation. So the key thing to remember here is that now humans are basically just seen as like Wi-Fis and walking transmitter computers. That's it. You're just a receiver and a transmitter in a vast node of what will be the global brain. That's what this document says at the very beginning, right out. It says, now it's time to transition to see humans as platform, as walking robot cows, robot cattle. That's all you are.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.